Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gatherings, the dingweeds.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John has been a member of our Brain Trust more than 15 years. Hey, John, thanks for 15 great years.
Well, it's really been a distinct pleasure. I think your program, I'd say this even if we weren't friends, but I think it's an absolutely marvelous program, and I listened to it online.
Thank you.
So you've done a wonderful job, Jim.
I appreciate that. Well, John's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, folks, and we appreciate him very much. He's a tax attorney by trade, by profession, retired now, and now basically just causing a lot of trouble. He's the author of If America's Really Understood the Income Tax, and we're talking now about Obamacare, especially for small business owners under 50 employees. What's the truth? What's the real impact of Obamacare on small businesses? John, tell us what you know about the impact of Obamacare on small businesses with under 50 employees.
Well, I think we may have some debate on this, you and I. But first of all, just technically, if you have fewer than 50 employees, full-time employees, which means that they work at least 30 hours a week, you're not under any mandate for Obamacare. So all of that Supreme Court question of whether the mandate was constitutional, which Robert said it was, and which we can argue about. But it's not a mandate for small businesses under 50 full-time employees. So what I see, and these are really most of the clients I had, because I represented in my Washington, D.C. practice, small businesses, most of whom did not have 50 full-time employees. They then have the opportunity to go into these exchanges and get much better insurance, cheaper insurance than they're getting now, particularly those small businesses that have one or more employees who have real health issues. And so their premiums for everyone have been increased. Under Obamacare, they can't do that. The insurance exchanges are not going to prejudice you because you have a sick employee.
Well, now wait a minute, John. Let me ask you a question. I understand it, Obamacare would guarantee insurability, but it would not declare that you couldn't raise the premiums on the.
Well, you can raise some premiums, but you go into a very large set of exchanges. Exchanges in your state. It may be run by the federal government if the state doesn't want to do it. And you look around for insurance that you never had an option for under the existing system. So you'll have better options. And if you don't like them, you don't buy them. In other words,
well, let me throw a couple of other things out at you, though, John. Right now, Obamacare hasn't even hit yet. And already, small business owners with under 50 employees are experiencing increased healthcare costs, and you're talking to one of them right now, and the reason is because, and this is, so this is one thing right out of the box. Obamacare isn't even here yet,
well,
and we're already experiencing cost increases because the people who look, John, I have an HSA, a health savings account. I've got a $5,500 a year deductible, and my premiums have gone up like 30% in the last year in anticipation of Obamacare.
Well, let me say that I've seen different surveys. Everybody's particular circumstance will may be different from the averages. But if I'm a small business and I have less than 50 employees, I want to look at those exchanges to see if I can't get better policies.
John, we don't know yet. See, when we get to the exchanges, if they ever open up, there's some question about when they're going to be available. When we get to the exchanges, I'll be looking around and hopefully I can find something that will meet what we want. But what I believe is going to happen is the exchanges are going to be filled. The offerings from the exchanges are going to be filled with so many mandates for care that I don't need, that I don't want, that I don't want to have to pay for, that even though you could say, well, you're getting a better deal if it costs you more, if I don't want it, I can't choose to take a lesser without the mandates like I do
but
now.
You can, but It's true. There are going to be 10 mandates, apparently, but most policies cover most of those mandates, and you can have deductibles.
John, you know how old I am. I don't need a maternity option on my
No, but your female employees may need it.
Well, that's different. But the thing is, though, is my female employees, my employees have the same care that I have right now. They have we have the HSAs, right?
Yeah.
And so they can choose whatever they want already. What I'm saying.
Let me posit this, Jim.
Right.
And one thing is that we really don't know what's going to happen with these exchanges. I think both of us know that once the exchanges get out there, they're going to be different. They're going to, from state to state, they're going to be different. Some run by the federal government. So it's really important that the exchanges work. If they don't work, if they don't drive down or control
right.
health care costs, then this thing hasn't worked. But
I was going to so let me ask you this question. If a year from now, 2 years from now, we come back and it's been proven that the exchanges have not driven down costs and they have not worked out and made it better for small businesses under 50 employees, will you come back on the show and admit that? And if it works out to be the other way, I'll come back and admit I was wrong. Will you do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. No. We'll have to see how they play out, and that's a crucial part of it. But let me
30 seconds. Wrap up. Give me your last thought on this segment.
Okay, I believe in universal health care for all Americans. I really believe that. I think Obamacare is a very clumsy way of trying to get this. I don't think it's an effect. I think it's much less effective. I was in Australia for 3 months a few years ago. They add a few percentage onto your tax bill. Everybody's included. You never have to worry about.
How about waiting time, John? How about waiting for care? Like England and Canada,
well,
you have to wait on care there.
Everybody we talk to.
We're
going to
talk about that. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about that. And there's one more thing that you completely left out of your employee, small business owners with under 50 employees, that you completely left out that we'll address after these messages. Tintail, right back. We're still debating Obamacare with John Fox. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.